Welcome, great patriotic friends, to November 26th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. One of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm on a mission from Uncle Sam to make American history as fun and exciting as one could possibly make a history podcast. Be sure to check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Let me know what you think about today's episode. Because, after all, this is an interactive show, and your comments and questions are highly encouraged. So get involved. I assembled the show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. By the way, if you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, and put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. Thanksgiving in America, plus the American CIA begins Operation Gladio in Italy, and a game of tag, Larry Holmes v. Randall Tex Cobb. All right, so now let's get started. 1941, FDR establishes modern Thanksgiving holiday. But before that, he declared it to be on November 23rd, and that was just the national holiday from there on out. Let me back up. All the way back. 1621. Plymouth colonists and Wampanoag Indians shared a feast celebrating the harvest season. In 1777, the Continental Congress declared the first national Thanksgiving. In 1789, President Washington proclaimed it a holiday. Then in 1863, President Lincoln declared Thanksgiving to fall on the last Thursday of November. Fast forward to 1947, and Harry Truman pardoned the first turkey. And that turkey was free to live a nice, long, happy life on a farm without getting filled with stuffing and that yummy gravy. Mmm. In 2005, George W. Bush did it again. Bush had two live birds named Marshmallow and Yam. He actually had the people of America name the turkeys through a vote on a website. The vote was so close, Bush said you might say it was neck and neck. But getting back to FDR's 1939 plan. November started on a Wednesday that year, so there were five Thursdays instead of four. It happens, so he moved it to the second to last Thursday. Wait. Delano, really? Just like that? America had been celebrating Thanksgiving on the last Thursday of the month long before this was even the United States. Calendar makers were unhappy, football coaches had to reschedule games, and Time magazine reported the issue and said this. If the change should have any merit at all, more time should have been taken working it out instead of springing it upon an unprepared country with the omnipotence of Hitler. Yeah, they said it! Roosevelt was compared to Hitler because of this. But Delano had a good explanation, which was that retailers wanted a Black Friday as an extra shopping day for the coming Christmas. Americans basically ignored the declaration, so in 1942 he changed it back to the last Thursday of the month. You know life is good when this was the biggest problem going on at the time. Because it wasn't. Actually, on the same day, while Americans were eating turkey, watching football games, and going to the malls, a Japanese task force started heading for Hawaii. Destination, Pearl Harbor. Now that would be a problem. A big problem. Actually, three of them, named the Empire of Japan, Germany, and Italy. We'll be talking more about that later. 1956. CIA forms Operation Gladio in Italy. Gladio means sword in Italian. Salendo libertatem servo. By being silent, I protect liberty. After World War II is over, the United States and other members of NATO formed a stay-behind or paramilitary organization to combat any possible Soviet invasion throughout the Cold War. This network would go all throughout Europe. All the NATO countries, Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, Greece, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Turkey, and beyond. Austria, Finland, Spain, even the neutral countries, Switzerland, and Sweden. Italian Prime Minister Giulio Andretti publicly came out with details about how caches of weapons have been found, and other countries were reporting the same thing. These weapons were used during the 1982 Bologna terror attack, which killed 85 people. And for all you Illuminati fans, yes, two of the men who were convicted for the Bologna massacre ran a P2 Masonic lodge. Gladio has also been linked to the 1969 Piazza Fontana, which killed 16 people in Milan. Meanwhile, in Belgium, 28 people were mowed down in cold blood and many others wounded, thanks to these weapons. The Gladio Stay Behind was SDRA8, a far right-wing organization linked to the American CIA. Luckily for us all, the Soviets never invaded Europe beyond the Yugoslav border, but who knows what paramilitary operations are still in existence to this day. And finally, in boxing news 1982, a violent game of tag between the Easton assassin Larry Holmes v. Randall Tex Cobb, a game so mismatched, Howard Cosell vowed never to call another boxing fight again. Afterwards, Cobb said, "I'd go 15 more rounds against Holmes if I thought it would get Cosell off football broadcasts." And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for November 26th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what you thought about today's ep. For instance, yeah, I realize I'm a couple days late for Thanksgiving, but I wanted to talk about it today because, after all, it is the anniversary of FDR switching the dates around. What's your take on Operation Gladio? Was it legit, or was it something else? Boxing fans, have you ever seen that skirmish between Tex Cobb and Holmes? So yeah, let me know what you think. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. We'll wish a happy birthday to Robert Livingston. Plus, Bush visits troops in Iraq. Harvey Milk and George Moscone are gunned down. And we'll talk about sports historical news about the Redskins, Wilt Chamberlain, George Steinbrenner, and DiMaggio. So don't miss that. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.